Great. Feels great. It's awesome. Yeah. Tough to, I mean, you know, you just keep taking them one at a time, and it's cliche, but, you know, keep coming away with victories, and they're special. I mean, anytime you get them, they're so hard to come by in this league, so, yeah, it's great.
Putting this Raiders thing behind, I mean, this was the first year you heard about it, but I know that Emmett Thomas talked about it, and you guys kind of played old school Chiefs today with the defense, the kicking, and then just enough offense. What did it mean to get this Raiders?
Yeah, I mean, it was for all the new guys on the team, and especially this year, was educational. The entire week was educational, educated on the history of the rivalry, mm-hmm. You know, going all the way back to the merger and mm-hmm. You know, these two teams and how old it was, and you know, just kind of what kind of rivalry it was. And so it was good. It was great all week. You know, Coach did a great job of that. Because there are, you know, quite a few new guys in the locker room. So
did you play the role of Lynn Dawson with that scrambling and with that option run?
I'll take anytime I can get my name in with Lynn Dawson. I'll take it.
Yeah, but can you talk about?
Yeah, I mean, it was
going so great.
No, and we struggled to get into a rhythm at all early. Mm-hmm. You know, just continue to put ourselves in holes on first and second down. You know, got to be better on first and second down, and then you get into better third downs. But when you're playing a defense like that. I mean, we watched the film the whole week, and we knew it. I mean, you get third and longs, and it's going to be a long day. They're good. They run anything and everything imaginable on third and long, and it's coming from everywhere. And so those are tough situations, and we needed to stay out of them, and we didn't. Well, I don't think we did, you know, that great a job of that. You know, I think the key thing for us on offense was there before half, getting that drive put together when we had to. Finally get some points, get something going before halftime, going at half with a tie game.
Alex, did they mix it up pretty good with some of their zones because they're second to two?
They did a great job mixing it up. I mean, I felt like we never could get a beat on it, on what they were doing defensively. They just kept rolling through the calls and mixing it all day and did a great job of it. Caught us, you know, kind of caught us off guard a few times, caught me off guard. So,
how much of a lift does your defense give you?
I mean, they were playing you know, lights out today and knew it. You know, the way the crowd was going, that was tough. You know, I know sitting there on the sideline, you could tell that's a hard place, hard environment to execute in, I should say. You know, and then got the turnovers there in the second half that ended up changing the game.
You feel a little empathetic toward Pryor? Remind you of?
No, not at all. I've had, you know, my fair share of, you know, you got 8 games a year, you play on the road, and you know what it's like as a quarterback and an offense to go into a noisy place, and it's tough. But, yeah, I don't know if there's anything quite like that today. That was pretty special.
Have you ever seen a 3rd and 47 before?
No, not either. Yeah, it's a fun, yeah, call that play.
Alex, I know the most important statistic.
Yeah.
But second straight week, you know, you've been under.
Yeah.
Just kind of talk about, are you just under a little more duress or just –
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, a little bit ugly the last 2 weeks, for sure. It's tough. I'm not so easy to get caught up in the stats and the QB rating and all that stuff. And you know, they got all these, you know, QBR and, you know, all this stuff now. You know, for me, throwing it away is still a smart play, though. You know, if there's, you know, someone, you know, free rusher and you can get out of the pocket and throw the ball away, that's a good play. And I'm going to continue to do that. No question, there's definitely room for improvement. We got to... you got to get better, you know, and we will. We have to. And the great thing is we got the win. You know, we're 6-0, and we're 6-0, and we're the way we played on offense today, and certainly can get a lot better. So frustrating a little bit, but encouraging at the same time. So you know, we'll look at it, and you got to continue. It's, you know, early first year. Some of these things are the first time we're going through these things, and got to just continue to take steps.
How much easier is it to throw it away when your defense is playing like that?
It is. I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're losing and you're down, all of a sudden you start forcing balls sometimes. And you saw that happen with them, you know, losing and pressure coming and the balls went up. And our defense made the plays and that changed the game. So a little bit of it is a battle of patience as a quarterback sometimes. As frustrating as it can be, you know, I want to go out there and be perfect and I want to throw for a bunch of yards and a bunch of touchdowns, but that's not always the way it's going to be. They're good too, you know, that's a good unit, well coached, and I thought they did a great job today, defensively. So
when you're on the bench, you got things to do, you're studying for the next series and stuff like that, but have you caught yourself peeking at your defense?
Yeah, I watch it. Yeah, I love it. It's amazing, for sure.
Last one.
Andy said you guys need to start quicker. How do you guys do that?
I mean, executing. You know, I mean, it starts with that. It's execute on first and second down. Get yourself in some better third downs. Move the chains. I mean, that's the bottom line, especially early. We just struggled to do it so much. So many third and longs today, especially early on in that game. It's difficult.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.